Some replacement level dudes talking about their home team. Starting a Braves podcast was their daggum dream. They like Nick Markakis, even the long ball. One day they'll have more clout than Ken Rosenthal. Oh, you're listening to that Knockoff Nation podcast show. Oh. Knockoff Nation podcast show.
Hey, it's another episode of the Knockoff Nation podcast show. I'm your host, Ken Hendricks. That's Josh Rhubarb Brown, JT. I'm drinking a beer, Holton. And we are joined by the one and only Josh. I don't know if you're ready for this matchup this week, but she's here nonetheless. Mm-hmm. The one and only Ash Lee from Twitter, the one and only Marlins fan that exists. She splits herself into multiple personalities to create
blogs,
podcasts, all kinds of stuff, because we know she's the only actual Marlins fan.
You may have seen her as Fish Army, which she pretends to be two other guys.
Yes, she's also Scott Stapp. She's actually
absolutely
also
not.
Scott Stapp, lead singer for Creed.
You just didn't know. Marlon Soar.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Marlon Soar.
Interesting.
Ashley,
my side
thank
job.
You for joining us. Thank you for coming into enemy territory.
Thank you for having me.
It's NLDS week, and it's Braves versus Marlins, and so we thought we would have Ashley on to stick up for her fish. Here we are. Josh, would you like to fire your opening salvo? Because I know you have one in store. You usually do.
Well, yeah, I'm super excited to have Ashley on, and so very excited about the series. People have been comparing this 2020 Marlins team to the 23 Yankees. I've heard the Big Red Machine. I've heard the 79 Pirates. So I'm being a Braves fan, I'm kind of scared and everything. So just wanted to get Ashley on to kind of, talk about the 2020 Marlins, like one of the best, I don't want to say dynasty, but they're probably a dynasty, I guess, So
we're getting there.
Yeah. So, how long have you been a Marlins fan? And why would you root for that team and stuff?
Honestly, I think the first game I can remember going to was probably in 98, only because I moved. Away from Florida. So I was born in South Florida, but then I moved when I was young and I came back in elementary school. So I think I came back around 97 or 98, and then I just started watching from there. My dad's a Braves fan, so I did grow up watching the Braves.
Right.
Sadly. I don't remember those days, thank God.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it is divided when I go to my dad's. But I grew up playing softball and baseball, so the Marlins were always just kind of my team.
Have you been to the Clevelander?
Honestly, I've been there once. Not a fan.
You're not a fan? Does it objectify women like it does on Twitter? Is it like in real life?
Yes.
Really? Yeah.
Not that I care, but it was just weird. I go to baseball games to watch baseball, so to sit in center field or left field.
Hang on, back up. You go to baseball games to watch baseball?
Yes, I actually want to watch the game, unlike a lot of people in Miami who go for the drinking.
Do you go
and the fun?
When you go, do you bring an iPad? So you can watch the the Statcast and stuff like that?
Definitely not.
Really?
But I do sometimes prefer watching it on TV because I like hearing.
Well, it's nice to have a few commenting. People around you when you're at home. Whereas at the Marlins game, it's just you. You're there by yourself.
Another one of those jokes.
There's
five people in the stadium.
Ashley, I'm giving you a hard time here, but seriously, why? And I know some of it's because the Marlins have sucked at times, but even when the Marlins have been good, it doesn't feel like the Marlins have a very strong fan base in the sense of being large. Okay, so this isn't, I'm not trying to take shots or anything like that. Serious question, why is it that Miami and the Marlins fans don't seem to fully embrace the team the way other cities do, excluding Tampa? Obviously, maybe it's just a Florida thing, but you tell me, what is it about the Marlins?
I haven't figured out the 100% real reason yet. I think being in Miami, a lot of the people who want to watch the games and go to the games live further away from the stadium. Okay. And it's hard to get to, like, even for me, I'm an hour away from the stadium, and to drive in Miami traffic at 4 or 5 o'clock to get to a 6 p.m. Yeah. game is terrible. It's absolutely awful. And the highways are always under construction, but I know living in Atlanta, the highways are always under construction there too. And then when you get a team that completely rebuilds every 4 or 5 yeah. years, no yeah. one wants to yeah. deal with
it. Makes sense.
I mean, but the Dolphins yeah. suck, and everybody loves them, so I don't understand.
They've been there since the 60s. And they suck all the time. Too. You have so many people, especially in South Florida, they're not from there. You know, there's so many transplants, and, you Correct. Know, it's hard to be like, look, I grew up a Yankees fan, and now I live here in South Florida. I know that's big in Tampa. You know, the Yankees are headquartered in Tampa. People grew up in Tampa before the Rays came around, and they were Yankees fans. And now they're just supposed to stop, you know, cheering for who they've cheered for since their childhood. It takes a while to build up that generational fan base. And South Florida is a very spread out place too.
Right.
Like, it's just because a team is labeled from Miami, like, they could be playing in, like, Sunrise, and it's like out, like, in a million miles away. Like, it
yeah.
Yeah. So it's a way weird, out like, geographically, it's a weird place. Cause not a lot of like the Hurricanes, they play in Coral Gables. It's not Miami. Like, it's not like right there in downtown.
They, oh, don't, right. they don't. They play there the same that's stadium right. that yeah. the Dolphins play.
They changed that up.
Mm.
They've always. I mean, as long as I can remember that I've been going to Canes games, it's always been at Joe Robbie Stadium, which is further yeah. north.
Yeah.
Or Pro Play or whatever it's called now. Like, it's further north than where Miami plays.
To I where went to a hockey game, the Marlins play and it was too. The Florida Panthers, and it was in the middle of like a field. They're in like yeah, they're in like Sunrise and
a mall.
Yeah, it doesn't even look like South Florida.
Middle of a mall.
It's ridiculous.
Now, to us watching on TV, the stadium looks like crap. Is it that way? Is it really actually a pretty nice place? Like, I you know, all seriousness, okay, like, it's that's part of it. Like, watching the it's product beautiful. On TV, it does look better than the Rays stadium, but not by much. Like, you, like, just the TV view, because it's a dome, you don't get that South Florida vibe to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just feels very...
It only looks good when the roof and the yes. outfield glass is open and you can see the Miami skyline. It looks great. Once Derek Jeter took over and they painted all the stupid walls that were like rainbow colors that didn't make sense, wow. and he made it all uniform and took down some of the branding that was kind of weird and made it a little bit more Miami, it's still a really cool. nice park to be in. There's not a bad seat in there. You can watch the entire game and walk around the promenade level.
So he
the
ruined
whole
it, just like every girl he's ever dated.
No, he helped it. I think.
Wow. She said she painted it different colors wow. and made it weird. He gave it herpes, basically.
No, he took that down.
No, Loria.
He was a weird art guy. What,
had
he,
it all
like,
different colors.
Yeah, so he's into weird, fancy pantsy. Yeah,
weird art statue like, middle of the
giant dildo in center field that he had out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've got a theory, and I wrote an article about this like 2 years ago, and I can't find it, but I wrote an article about this actually about Marlins fans, and I don't want to be too nice to Ashley here or their loser team, but I did an article about this, and I looked into the numbers and the record or the attendance records back in the 90s and kind of when the Marlins started in 93, and what I found was. It seemed like through the 90s, through the late 90s, Marlins had a legit fan base and people actually went to the games. And obviously they were good too, but they were also new. Mm-hmm. And then what, and this is just a theory, but what it seemed like to me was once the Marlins sold off their team, and by that, they everybody. Literally sold off yeah. everybody. I mean, it was a fire sale.
Oh, we fire had, sale. Everyone.
We had David
on.
O'Brien on, you know, David used to be the beat writer for the Marlins. And so we were talking about it because that's when he covered them. But so it was, if you're a Marlins fan back in the 90s, or I mean, most baseball
well,
fans just in
times,
general,
right?
When you're like, not, hang on. Yeah. So when you're a normal baseball fan who isn't on Twitter fans aren't normal. The nerdy Twitter, they care about the minutia of the options and the contracts and the payroll and the, you know, us, you know, and the prospects. Most baseball fans don't give a shit. They just want to have a beer, watch the dadgum baseball game. That's Marlins fans. And so they don't care about payroll. They don't give a shit. And so when they sold off their entire team, they really lost a lot of people down there. They really do. So I think Marlins, I think Miami people love baseball. It's a baseball haven, actually. Like, that whole culture loves baseball. And so they've done a really terrible job historically. You know, I think they're doing better now, you know. But I think for a long time they did a really bad job with just being faithful to fans. And I know that's the business of it. And, like, for us, it's like, yeah, we get new players every year, whatever, like, you know. But I think that I have respect for people who are really passionate about a sport and faithful to players. And when you just sell off a whole team and then you get new guys and then you sell them off too, like your Stantons and your Yelichs, you know what I mean? You're like, I don't Ozuna, yeah. And I think that's a factor. I'm not saying that's the only reason, you know. There are some other reasons, as JT mentioned, the layout of just the city in general, maybe the prices, I don't know. But like that, I think a huge factor is the fact that like they love baseball and they just sold their team all the time. Miami is a major metropolitan city, so why would I get invested?
And a lot of times you go to where the hot ticket is and where the cool place to be is. People weren't like selling out Miami Heat games until LeBron showed up. You know, I mean, they did back in the day when, you know, Tim Hardaway and Mourning were there.
Right.
But, you know, it wasn't like there was, you know, they were just sold out every night. But no, when Chris Bosh and D. Wade and LeBron got together, all of a sudden the Heat was the place to be. And then, you know, so it kind of 97, if you go back and look at the footage of them in the World Series in 97, the place was rocking. Dude, the place was packed. It was, yeah.
And it was huge. It was huge.
Really?
Dolphin Stadium is massive.
Wow.
And to fill that with baseball fans was crazy, because even when they were good, there was still an entire corner section of the football stadium that they covered with a tarp because you couldn't sit there until you went to the World Baseball Classic or they were in some sort of playoff contention.
And it, a lot like big. L.A., Chicago, Boston, New York, don't have to worry about this, but L.A. is the same way. It's too damn nice outside to want to sit inside a sporting event unless it's the really, really cool place to be. You know what I mean? Like, the weather is great. It's South Florida. It's Miami. Like, yeah, it is hot. But there's, you know what I mean? Like, if you're in L.A., like, you got to be a nerdy Dodgers fan to love going to Dodgers games. Because you're in freaking L.A. Like, there's so much cool stuff to do. There's other stuff. Yeah, you're in a competition with a lot of things.
Especially at the price of the ticket. Yeah. I think that's got a lot to do with it. I mean, I've I don't mean this.
Yeah.
Somebody could probably twist my words here and try to say something I'm not trying to say. But if you're wanting to build for me, if I were running the Marlins, I would want that Latino fan base packing out my stadium constantly with the hardcore baseball addicts that most of those guys can be. I mean, you just – anywhere – you watch the World Baseball Classic one time and you see these people love baseball. And if anything, South Florida is full of Latin communities. Like, there's a lot of Latin people down there, Latino people down there. And so for me, when you look at it and you say, okay, but then a ticket to every game for my family is 60, 70, 80 bucks per person. Like, and then you start adding in Latino families tend to be larger families. I mean, I'm just looking at cultural things, larger families, different type of structures to those families. That gets super expensive to go to a game constantly and pack out a stadium with, you know? And in general, the Latino community is not your upper affluent South Florida community. I'm not saying they all aren't. I'm saying, you know, in general, they're not the people making $100,000 a year. You know, they could just go blow money on Marlins games constantly.
That's another thing, Ken. Everything in South Florida, and actually, I know you can speak to this, everything is expensive. Everything is, oh my God, it's like the most expensive place in the world. So even like, yeah, the cost of a family of four going to a Marlins game, dude, like it's incredible.
It's hard. It's a lot. They always do different types of ticket packages, or especially with the Latin community, they have Dominican Heritage Night and Cuban Heritage Night that they've started up doing recently. So they have like one or two sections where, you know, the ticket prices are lower and you get a t-shirt and you can get like food packages. So it helps a little bit, But when parking's $25 on the weekends and 20 during the week, and you know, you're trying to pack 20 people into one car because you don't want to pay for two or three cars to go park, it's a little ridiculous. You can't tailgate, which kind of sucks. Because it's parking garages. There's a couple like outside lots, but you don't get that baseball fan experience of being there 2 or 3 hours before the game to hang out with your friends and pregame and eat, so that you're not eating a $14 hot dog and having a $20 beer. And what's nice now is they there's one big section called 305, and it's $3 beers, $5 hot dog, or no, $3 hot dogs, $5 beers, $3 for popcorn, and it's like the bottom tier stuff. But if you want a beer and a hot dog, it's $8, and you're done. Now, if you want a Cuban sandwich, if you want sushi, because we have a sushi bar, they have all like great food every week. There's one section that changes their menu completely, and that stuff's a little bit more expensive. But if you don't want it, you don't have to go. I mean, there's an entire section where sushi, you can get cheaper stuff. They now have. I get sushi every game.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
I mean, it's so good. It's in a California roll.
I love doesn't have the same feel to it.
It's delicious. There's two restaurants. There's one in Miami and one in Fort Lauderdale. So they used to have a stand on the promenade level, and now they actually have a walk-up booth that you can get fresh sushi at.
I'm taking a sign to the game. Really good. I'm going to say Marlins fans eat sushi at ball games. And that's
Do you eat Marlin? Because that gets meta. Like, if you could get Marlin sushi, then you've really got it.
I don't think you want to eat that.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
No. Salmon, tuna, not Marlin.
Now, I'll be hard on, you know, I've not been to Marlins Park, and I know you have. So I would guess that the fan experience is probably a little better in regards to you can walk around and stuff like that. You can hang out with your friends probably a little easier, but it ain't cheap either. I'll be honest with you. I will say like tickets are probably much more affordable in Atlanta, because I know like the Home Run Porch, which is like in right field, is like $12 a pop, and they're like legit seats. So that's awesome. But for the most part, like just a beer, just food, just stuff in general is ridiculous at Major League Baseball games right now.
Honestly, when I was there last year, which I didn't see any of you guys, by the way.
Yeah, I couldn't make it. I remember seeing you.
Park. I was there for 3 days and I didn't see anyone. I saw Brave Ninja and I saw Jonathan. I hung out with them the whole time. But
yeah. He actually walks Snitker's dogs most days.
He cuts the grass there.
Oh, terrible.
He's the team chaplain.
No, you could have gone to 81.
That would make sense.
John plays the drums on the other guy's off days.
He's banging on a trash can.
But that park is gorgeous. I was shocked at how much stuff is going on, and the memorabilia stuff with the hall that has all the old Brave stuff from years past, and the statues and the kids stuff in the center field where there's like a rock climbing wall and they have their own. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, why doesn't every park have this? It was so nice to walk around, even honestly, just to get food. So opening day at Marlins Park, if you don't eat beforehand, you're not eating. Otherwise you're going to miss half the game because you're going to be in line for 4 innings to get a hot dog.
Ugh.
And I went and got pizza because I was upstairs with Mark Owens and John.
Oh, name dropping.
That's like where I sat the whole time. Oh, he's my friend. I love him. So we sat up there like the whole time. And I went downstairs to go get pizza. And there's like a queue, like a ATM basically, to put in your order. Yep. So by the time you got to the front, your food was already ready. I'm like, why doesn't everybody have this? This is genius.
You know why?
It's a little tight to Atlanta, walk around. But
here's Atlanta, the home of Chick-fil-A. There's something about Atlanta people that they figured out efficiency.
They do.
And you know?
I mean, that stadium.
If you go like now, Chick-fil-A, that being said, they got it
Turner
down.
Field sucked. It was more like what you described at Florida. Like if you get if you at Turner Field, if you went to get food, you were going to be standing for an hour and a half, it felt like. But But yeah, STP is it's pretty nice. They've got everything accessible and simple.
My only problem. Yeah.
Go ahead, Josh.
My only problem was with the memorabilia, like historical stuff that Ashley mentioned, because they have that whole thing. There's like bats and there's like a fountain, and there's statues, and there's nothing about Nick Markakis.
Of course.
I mean, it's a little early.
He plays for the team, so you'd think he would like.
I mean, just because you love him doesn't mean everybody else does.
Okay.
I mean, looking on Twitter, it looks like a lot of people are not happy with him.
You know, he's fourth a lot of the time in active hits.
Yeah.
So
at this point, all I know is that he's from Young Harris.
He also has hit a lot of doubles.
He's not from there. He's out of there.
A lot of doubles.
You know, he actually pitched with Young Harris. You know, get it right.
Did you know that?
Get it right, Ashley.
He also has a silver medal in the Olympics. So put that in your pipeline of smoke.
So Ashley,
okay. I'm pretty sure our second baseman also has a medal at the Olympics.
Who's that? Who's your second
baseman? Eddie Alvarez.
Eddie Alvarez
was a speed skater.
I'm sorry.
Never heard of her.
Silver medal.
Boys do that?
Hang on. How is this not a story? So you're telling me your second baseman for the Miami Marlins has a medal for speed skating.
Bonnie Blair out there at second base. Wow.
He does.
It's Apollo, like Apollo Ono at second base.
Yes.
Like, first time the second baseman makes an error, you guys are going to have to go, oh no, that's going to be a tweet. We're going to have to.
I'm blaming like MLB Network, ESPN. I'm blaming everybody. I watch baseball tonight.
I've seen it 100 times on TV that they've talked about it.
Oh, really?
Where is Eddie Alvarez?
Are you talking about Marlins?
He was a short track speed skater who represented the U.S. the 2014 Winter Olympics. Because it just screams
like a name from like the South.
Shut the front door.
Okay, how do you become a speed skater in Miami?
Well, have you ever seen Cool Runnings?
Yeah, I've seen
Cool Runnings. Has anyone ever seen Cool Runnings?
In Jamaica, that movie is like Citizen Kane to those people down there. It's the finest achievement in film. They love that movie. They saw me shirtless at the pool and they thought I was John Candy. Yeah.
makes sense.
Ashley, to change gears here for a moment, decided that since you are such a devout Marlins fan, I mean, you've never seen the Marlins lose in the playoffs, ever. Every time the Marlins have ever made the playoffs, they've won the World Series. They've never lost a series in the postseason. And so, because you're such a devout Marlins fan, and how old were you in 2003? Not to give away too much, but roughly how old were you in 2003 when you got to see the... then win the World Series. 15. Okay, 15. So you're old enough to enjoy that and appreciate it.
Is Not the Home of Nation secretly your favorite podcast? Well, put your money where your mouth is and support your favorite replacement level podcast on Patreon. For as little as $5 a month, you can support your favorite dinguses as they continue to bring you worthless information each and every week, providing you the escape you need. Visit patreon.com/Nakahoma Nation. That's patreon.com/Nakahoma Nation.
So JT has been diligently working today, okay, to put together.
I also ran
a lot of gas
on
this.
That was fun.
You ran out of gas?
Yeah, I ran out of gas. Then my wife roasted me about it, so it was fun.
She should. Yeah. She should.
I would too. Like, you're a man. That's you're not true. Supposed to do that.
Wow, JT. Wow. Wow. Just shots fired.
Quarter tank.
Okay.
He's going to go nice. He's not now. I believe JT has some trivia for us. JT, tell us what we're
Okay, we're playing a game. It's called Wrestler, Golfer, or Miami Marlins Prospect. And you got to tell me, I'm giving you a name, and you got to tell me, is that a wrestler? Is that a golfer? Or is that a Miami Marlins prospect? I'm still not used to say Miami Marlins. It sounds so strange.
It's okay. A little weird.
Are we gonna? Is this all Ashley? Are we gonna? Are you all gonna play? How are we gonna?
No. It's all of us. I'm gonna play.
I want to play.
Let me.
I want to play.
No.
There's a buzzer.
We just all take a random guess, right?
I don't even have a
but
pen.
We will, Josh, you and I will guess first, so Ashley can't claim we're cheating, because she probably knows a lot more Marlins than you and I do. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, she may know all these. I don't know. Okay, whatever.
I know.
She's probably Willis. She's probably like the, I don't know, Eric, what's his last name that hates us? Eric Cole of Florida Marlins.
Eric
Twitter.
Cole of
yeah.
She's definitely
she hasn't
not,
blocked us. Maybe that's she why she's
he's a lot more of a girl.
I don't even know who that is. Yeah.
Not that you're not. He's just very girly. Okay, so let's start with one.
Move along.
Let's go with Chuck Taylor.
Chuck,
not like the
Taylor.
Shoes. Chuck Taylor.
Chuck Taylor.
I'm
gonna go. I'm gonna go wrestler.
I'm going golfer.
Golfer.
Kenny, you got one half of the tag team best friends, Chuck Taylor.
Hey!
Tag team wrestler. AEW.
Wow.
There you go. Let's see. How about Dax Fulton? That's a strong name, Dax. Dax Fulton.
Dax Fulton? Oh.
I am going to go. I'm going golfer.
I'm going Marlins prospect on that one.
I'm going to say wrestler.
That is a Miami Marlins prospect, Dax Fulton.
Oh!
He's in your...
I've never heard of that.
I can't tell if he's even good or not. He's listed as a prospect.
What position does he play?
I have
Dax.
I've never heard of him.
Dax Fulton. Quit caring, like, as soon as I wrote his name down. I don't care. His name's Dax. Can't take him seriously. It's never going to be a...
Yeah, it's like Dax Shepard.
Yeah, it's never going to be a President Dax.
Let yeah,
saddle your son with that name. Your son's name ends in X. Reevaluate.
Wasn't Dax in the Idiocracy? Yeah.
That was Luke Wilson.
Oh, okay. I thought Dax was too.
They kind of look alike. Maybe he was. I've never seen it. I'll be honest with you. I don't care. how about... I've heard
you
it's
should
good,
actually watch
I,
it because
90
it
minutes
works
to me is
now.
Like 5 hours. You're not going to get me to pay attention to anything that long.
Yeah. No, I mean, you should watch like the
Dax Shepard is
short?
In Idiocracy.
100%. Okay, good.
I thought he was. Yes.
Good for Dax Shepard. He was great on Punk'd. He was. All right, let's go with Cash Wheeler. Another strong name, Cash. It's a ballsy first name.
Cash Wheeler.
I mean, that would be a great Braves. I mean, that'd be a great baseball prospect name, but I'm going to say that guy. Look, it's not an option, but I'm going to say that guy is bound for NASCAR. So
sounds like it, right?
I guess that means he's starting off as a wrestler. I'm going to go wrestler
Cash Wheeler
because that there's a greater likelihood the wrestler ends up in NASCAR somehow. So I don't really know why, but that's my guess.
I feel like Cash Wheeler is so obviously a wrestler that it can't be a wrestler. So I'm going to go golfer.
I think it sounds more like a wrestling
name. It is
name.
A wrestling name.
Definitely
he
not
is
a
one
Marlins
half
prospect.
Of the AEW Tag Team Champions.
Woo!
Cash
I
Wheeler.
Did it again!
And his tag team partner is Dax Harwood. So there that is. Yeah. Well, that's at least
another
that's a
Dax.
Fake name. How about Robert Allenby?
That's a golfer.
Robert, say it again.
Robert Allenby.
I'm going to go Marlins prospect.
Going golfer.
Ash is thinking. She's thinking.
I think maybe it's a Marlins prospect. I feel like I've heard that name before, but I can't remember.
You may
where.
Have heard it on the Golf Channel because
well,
Robert Allenby is an Australian golfer.
Oh, way to go, Josh.
Yeah.
Way to go, Joshua.
All right, I'm coming back
let's go with the
thing.
Name. I
let's
like
go.
This name too. Eric Axley.
Ooh. Eric Axley.
I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to go Florida Marlin.
Wrestler.
I'm going to say
he
golfer.
Is a golfer. Eric Axley.
Wow.
Back to back on the golf.
Ash is dominating this now. She started off slow, but now she's She's full on dominatrix here.
How about
dominating here?
Well, full on dominatrix. Interesting. Okay, is that what you pay a dominatrix for, to play trivia with you?
No.
It's interesting.
I don't know. No, you're wrong. Kapow! Kapow!
Like, for $100, I'll do anything you want. Cool. Let's play Trivial Pursuit. is that still illegal? Jorge Guzman.
I mean, I'm gonna definitely go Florida Marlin, but that's probably not right. But it just sounds too obvious. So
maybe because I actually raised her hand right away as soon as I said
prospect.
Yes, Jorge Guzman. Jorge Guzman.
I got excited about that one.
Is a Marlins prospect.
Well, I mean, he has a Latino name.
So he's so good.
I'm there's like a 2% chance that's a golfer.
Right.
So it's down to
that's
kind of
racist.
But, you know,
honestly,
wrestler
there's
Angel Jimenez, but it's still like a 2% chance if I look at the actual statistics, Josh.
Yes. What about? Okay, let me go with Homero Blancas. Homero Blancas.
Homero Blancas. I mean, that sounds like a baseball player. Blancas. Homero Blancas. But I'm going to go wrestler.
I'm going prospect.
Golfer it is.
I'm going golfer.
Wow. Racist. You can.
What?
Sneaking it up on
how?
Her.
How is she kicking her ass?
She's smart. She's smart. Okay. Frankie Kazarian. I like the grown man going with Frankie, not Frank. Anything? I like that.
Yeah. Okay, my season ticket rep for the Marlins, grown man, goes by Timmy.
Oh, she's loved got her own. She's got
nicest
her own
guy.
Okay, so
she's like John Howard. Look, there's my ticket rep. Are you?
So she's got
she's an A-lister.
Wireless headphones right now. Okay, she lives in Pompano Beach or something, and she's got her own ticket rep. I'm just
Pompano
noticing some things. Mm. Here. Do you have a yacht?
How are you single? No. Or maybe you're not single. Maybe that's
ooh.
Okay. She's not single.
I'm not
single.
Sorry, what? Fellas.
You're not
you
single anymore.
Point,
we're going to ask
on
you
Twitter's
that.
The reason I assumed that it wasn't anything else. I, anyway.
Yeah, no. I've been with my boyfriend for just over a year. A little over a year.
Well, congrats to him.
Yes.
Thanks.
Is he a Marlins fan?
Yes!
He's a Braves fan.
All right, what? Ashley, you can go. Bring it on in. Bring him on in, and he can sit in with us the rest of the show. You're good now.
Sadly. No, I already told him he wasn't allowed to come in here.
Oh, that's great. Is he on Twitter?
No.
Oh,
he doesn't
so
have any social media.
Such a smart woman picking a man with no social media.
So he's probably intelligent and normal because he's a Braves fan and not on social media.
She's
afraid. I don't know about the normal part.
Listen to this, and she can't have that information floating out there. You know, it's like no one ups for him.
Yeah. I understand.
All right. Last one, JT. You got one more for us to fire at us?
Yeah. What y'all didn't guess? Frankie. Frankie Kazarian.
What was the name?
Oh, Frankie.
Frankie. What was the last
Kazarian.
Name?
Kazarian. K-A-Z-A-R-I-A-N.
Kazarian.
Could be Kazarian.
Kazarian. Just because I have no clue, I'm going to go Florida Marlins prospect.
I'm going golfer.
Dude, she's
I think it's a wrestler.
Fire. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I just give
are
up.
Are you kidding me?
I got one more. I got one
are
more. I want to say just because I love this name and I think it's great. Victor Mesa.
Yes, that is a Marlins prospect. I know that one.
Yeah, it's a Marlins prospect.
I'm
going to
say prospect.
I know Ashley
can't
already knows.
So what, sure.
Okay.
What is Victor?
Victor?
Well, you have Victor Mesa, and you have Victor Mesa Jr., who are brothers.
Oh,
wow.
Oh.
And their dad,
like,
Victor.
Somebody's got to be a loser.
George,
they can't
that just get. That sounds like an Eastbound and
that's
Down
kind of like
episode.
Evander Holyfield and George Foreman naming all their kids.
They can't all be
Foreman.
Winners. Someone's got to lose.
I mean, we signed both of them. They're both good.
Victor Mason.
Interesting.
Why not just Plateau? You know, like Victor Plateau instead of Victor Mason, you know? Like,
Kenny, stop it.
Victor.
Yeah, I don't get the double name, but maybe they'll be like Ichiro.
It's ironically
on the back
a way instead of using Victor his last really name. Seem like a loser because he has a double name.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, it's
is
just
it
like
hyphen,
Victor.
Victor
like
hyphen
first
Victor?
Name, middle name, Victor. Victor.
Nope, just Victor. Victor.
And goes back both.
Interesting.
Okay, so now it's time for the important part of this episode. And because some questions have to be answered before this NLDS, and I think it's important that we actually talk some real baseball. And so this question is the most important one that I will ask tonight. Best Marlins uniform ever. Go. Everyone.
The original.
Which style? The gray? Oh.
The pinstripes.
Okay.
I like the pinstripes.
It's sharp. It's a good look.
I kind of like I don't know the exact era, but whatever I've seen pictures of Terry Pendleton and Andre Dawson in these unis, so I guess it was late 90s or like 2000, like 98, 99.
2003.
Okay.
Pendleton was there in 96.
Florida okay. Marlins with the teal and the black.
Yeah, okay.
I
think
the pinstripes. The pinstripes were strong.
I don't like the pinstripes.
I do like
you guys like the pinstripes.
But for me, it's the teal with the black long sleeves underneath it with the black Marlins just across it.
Same.
Like,
yeah.
With the Marlins hat with the fish wrapped around the F. Like that was
you see that?
That was the jam. You know. I bought the pencils out of the pencil machine. At school that had the Florida logo on it, you know, because that was cool.
That was me at 9 years old rocking that teal Marlins hat. It was such a cool look. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
It is with the sleeveless pinstripe. Yeah.
I played, it was my team when I was in like third or fourth grade, but the same color, JT. I've got a picture somewhere.
With Jeff Conine and Charlie, I went to a Braves Marlins game.
Yeah, I mean they were teal up until ugly Gloria.
What is the deal with them and the colors?
I get
now?
It's like Miami Knights, right? So it's black and neons.
I like the colors now.
You do?
It doesn't have a lot of.
You pop like the colors? Okay. You didn't like you didn't like the orange, like 4 or 5 years ago. You didn't like those.
I mean, it was very Miami, but I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't like
it. It wasn't my favorite.
Yeah,
I liked the orange altogether, but I didn't like the logo and the way
you
put the colors
like it
together. I wasn't
you
a fan of that.
Took out the logo, like if you took out the team name and said what city would this go with, you would say Miami. You know, like so I get that, but
right.
It doesn't mean I don't know. I hate Miami Marlins. I'm so used to saying Florida Marlins, it just rolls off the tongue better. Miami is.
Do you like it since they changed from Florida to Miami better? Do you like that? Or do you even care?
It bothered me at first, but I don't care anymore. I would rather them be the Florida Marlins, but I'm so used to the Miami Marlins at this point because they've been that like my adult life. So I mean, the last time they were the Florida Marlins was what? 2012, 11? It's been like 10 years. I mean, I was an adult at that point too, but
okay,
not as young as everyone thinks I am.
Well, I mean, you look 25.
I wish.
So at this point, am I correct, fellas, in saying that the Colorado Rockies are the only team named after a state anymore?
Well, it depends how you take New York Yankees.
The Texas Rangers.
True.
Or New York Mets. It doesn't say New York City Yankees.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the Mets.
Well, they're not.
But I still think most people think of them as, like, the city.
But I still think of, like, Arizona. Arizona Diamondbacks.
Right.
Is one.
True. Expansion teams. Expansion teams all took the states, though. You know,
in Seattle, because Seattle now is its own, you know, they've got their own CHOP union place, where they're their own, whatever that's called.
Chaps.
So they're their own state. I miss like California.
Jazz Mariners.
Yeah, the California That's Angels. That scene is so cool. Like the California Angels. It just rolls. Yeah,
it did
I watched
seem,
Angels
it
in the Outfield
cool
the other night.
Yeah.
And
yeah, Los Angeles
Los
Angels.
Los Angels of Anaheim. Because it's the
Not
Angels Angels. The
they
Anaheim
need to go back
Angels
to California.
Of the Angels.
Mm-hmm. Is what that means.
Agreed. Talk about a dumb franchise. We kind of teased the Marlins, but the Angels are a dumb franchise. Yeah. Really stupid.
Why they hired Joe Maddon? He didn't know anything.
With that stupid hot tub? I kind of like Joe Maddon.
I think they're dumb because they haven't traded Mike Trout to us yet. You know, well, he's not going anywhere with them.
I just can't believe they've never actually had a pitcher.
Yeah.
Ever. Ever. Just, you know,
mm-hmm.
I guess, anyway.
I don't think they have. Whoa. I never thought about that until right now. Think of a...
You guys are selling...
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say, did he just go nowhere?
Chuck Finley was good back in the day.
He just kind of fell off.
He's not as good as Nick Markakis. Markakis had like a sub one ERA and like a 440 something batting average at Young Harris.
Trout. He'd probably be like their ace.
I would trade.
Yeah.
I would trade Nick Markakis for Trout.
Maybe we'll see.
I would.
Would you actually do that?
Markakis is a hard one.
You wouldn't even think about it.
Sorry, Josh.
Yeah,
Markakis. 12, 13 year, whatever year deal that Markakis didn't sign that Trout did.
Ashley, did you really think coming into this year that you guys were going to be in the NLDS, honestly?
No. I figured we'd do well, but I didn't think we'd make it to the playoffs, especially after the whole coronavirus pandemic outbreak.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought we were screwed up.
We had talked about before the season that we're going to see some weird teams in the playoffs.
Oh man, I got her to flip me off. So no. we're going. This is we're on par for this podcast.
I love that.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I forgot about that. I love how that happened and people just freaked out. I'm like, they're baseball players.
They're
baseball players. Like, who cares?
But it didn't happen. Is the whole thing?
The club part
it didn't happen.
But the having coronavirus did. Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean,
okay.
Like, a couple guys went and got coffee. There's guys down at the hotel bar. Some went out shopping or something. And then they all just spread it to each other. But the fact that somebody actually said that they went to a strip club and somebody ran with it, you know, an actual reporter.
That's what the news does now. That's what the news does now, though, Ashley.
So bad.
You're lucky they didn't say they were at the Trump rally. You know, that's where you get a lot of COVID.
Yeah.
It just happens.
Yeah.
But like all of these other teams, like what was it? The Cardinals got it afterwards. And, you know,
so
a couple other players here and there, but no one got treated like the Marlins.
Gay orgies, like, gave it to each other is pretty much what we're coming to conclusion here.
What?
Well, you said like one or two got it, and then like they all gave it to each other, and then the Cardinals. Like you shot it to the Cardinals.
Yeah, like you know, they all do share.
Yes, but obviously they share more in the locker room if they gave each other COVID.
Ken is a giant 12-year-old.
Yes, I'm so
sorry.
It was probably that.
Okay, so half of Congress has it.
I hope so.
Yes,
I think it all the way to Congress. If I find out they're not,
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it.
I ran for office for this. And what? I thought there was going to be craziness.
Have you not paid attention to Congress now? Like, they're all having sex with someone
else. Have you not watched House of Cards?
Right. Have you not seen, like, who doesn't want to see Nancy Pelosi in that state?
Yeah.
Huh. Right.
Drunk and well lubricated. Wait, did I say that correctly? I don't know. Maybe that was wrong.
You said it out loud.
Do you want to see Mitch McConnell in his underwears? I know I don't.
Cocaine Mitch. Here we go. All right.
But yeah, we had said before the year we're going to see some really weird teams. And now look, the final four of the NL involves the Marlins and the Padres. And I think we thought the Padres would have, you know, maybe they're going to be good. And they were better than I think we thought they'd be. And then here are the Marlins. Like, holy cow. I mean, it's not the Nationals. It's not the Mets. It's not the Phillies. Dang, man, that's a pretty awesome season. What I'm saying is be happy where you are now and just go ahead and let us win.
And they clinched on Jose Fernandez's the anniversary of us losing. Yeah,
I lost it.
Honestly, that was amazing. I didn't realize it till later that night when I guess Fish Army was tweeting about it. I was like, oh my gosh, they just clinched on the anniversary.
Well, good.
That's incredible. It's incredible.
They've got their emotional moment. Lost my mind. In the World Series. Thanks, Marlins.
When D Gordon hit that homer, hit that dinger. Honestly, that might be like the coolest That might be my favorite baseball moment
it's a top five.
20 years?
Yeah. That was especially because Dee Gordon doesn't homer.
He doesn't hit homers. Ever. He doesn't homers.
And he went up there and batted
He also went to Jose, and then switched.
Like, it was nuts. It was nuts. Every time they do one of those Twitter polls.
That was unreal.
Like, you know, what's the greatest moment in the last, five, 10 years? It's up there with
the Angels throwing the no-hitter on Tyler Skaggs' birthday. You know, it was the next game after he died. Moments like George, I always remember George Bush throwing out the first pitch in the World Series after 9/11. You know, stuff like that. Like, it's definitely up there. I'm not even a Marlins fan. I'm not an Angels fan. I don't care. Dude, it's just awesome. Like, holy cow. Like, this, you can't make this up. Maybe it is all rigged.
And Dee Gordon's crying. Oh my gosh, I mean, it's crazy.
Like a movie, you know?
Crazy.
So I went to the game 3 days later. So I was there Saturday night. He was supposed to pitch Sunday. And then I went to the last game of the season, which was Wednesday. So they had just played Monday after not playing on Sunday. So last game of the season. And it was just, there were so many people there. Nobody's ever there in general.
She said it.
Funny. And someone's going to make fun of that.
Yeah.
There's usually not a lot of people there in general, but nobody's ever there on like a Wednesday 7 o'clock game either, especially it being the end of the season. There was tons of people there. The emotions were insane. They kind of went through their whole spiel about him again and had stuff up on the Jumbotron. They were throwing out t-shirts and the guys were just kind of standing around like, you know, it's over and he's gone. It's really only been 3 days because the day before, I believe, was his funeral. So they had to play this game the day after his funeral. And, you know, I remember sitting there watching the entire procession. Because I was going to go down there. I couldn't get down there because I had to work. And I just remember watching it on TV and it was so sad. But then to see them play the next game, it was just kind of full circle. It was nice.
Thinking about it and thinking at the time, like kind of in a meta sense, how odd it is that the way we kind of – and I would be the same way if it happened to Braves. So this like isn't – I don't mean this as a shot or anything like that. It's just really interesting how we fall in love with hometown heroes kind of thing. And, like, no one – like, this isn't me trying to, like – it's distant enough now. This is not me trying to bring up bad things or whatever. But the circumstances surrounding it were not great circumstances. Like, there was bad stuff involved and all that kind of thing. And it's weird. It's a weird place to celebrate a guy because of what he did on a mound. Despite the fact he had this moment, he lost everything. It was just really awkward and weird. And I'm really, like, I was in the same place. Like, I wanted to, like, I hate we lost the guy from baseball. And yet there was this part of me also like, God, how did we lose this guy from baseball because of this stuff outside? You know what I mean? Like, it was this.
It's really different than if he had gotten, you know, cancer and succumbed in a year and died.
Yeah.
It was, I got to see him pitch in Atlanta.
I looked at it a little differently.
Pitch against Alex Wood, and it was like a 1-0, 2-1 game. It was over like an hour 45. It was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And we all walked away going, like, damn, it sucks we lost, but dude, we just, like, seriously, and this was before he died, we're going, man, that guy's going to be a Hall of Famer. Holy cow. Like,
well, he didn't pitch after he died.
Well, that's true. I mean, he did not. That would be a record. But it was jaw-dropping. His stuff was amazing.
Yeah. When I saw him in Atlanta, Marlins won, and I think they won I think Jose Fernandez came in to pinch hit.
Did he hit a home run?
He hit a home run, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't. No, he didn't start. No, he didn't start. He started the night before, I think. When I was there, he didn't start. He comes in to pinch hit, and that goober gets like a rips a double. He was a savage, man. He was just such a good athlete. But I remember.
I'm not trying to like throw shade at him or anything like that. It was just like, it made me very aware of how weird our fandom gets sometimes, you know, this weird way. Like, and being able to, like, how do you process the fact that you really like the guy for something that probably doesn't really matter at the end of the day, you know? And yet you saw him.
But I think it does matter. But I totally get what you're saying.
In the
grand
scheme of things, it does.
I think in a way,
is what I'm getting at.
I mean, you're right. It doesn't.
I don't think anybody's like, oh, I'm so sad because I'll never see Jose Fernandez pitch again. I think they see how his teammates felt, and it's sad watching them lose a friend. Yeah,
sure.
And
it's life.
You're living through one of them. being like, it's just a sad situation, you know, like one of the guys that they worked with and they saw all the time died in a really tragic way of just something that's totally avoidable too. You know, it makes me realize
and the reason the situation, you know, with it, with his death, like the details in a way, I mean, they obviously matter, but like in a way they don't matter because I don't know. Well, he wasn't doing dumb stuff.
The reason it mattered to me and was weird to me is because I would have never thought that was the guy that was on the mound. Like, I would never have thought he was involved in any of that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like that. And it just, it was like pulling the curtain back to say these quote heroes and the stories we make up about them isn't always reflective of who they are. And I'm not saying he was a cocaine addict or anything weird like that. That's not what I'm trying to imply here. It was just showing me that watching a guy on a baseball mound really doesn't tell me anything about the guy.
You've got no idea. You know, we didn't know that Tyler Skaggs abused opiates the way he did, or that Tommy Hansen.
We had rumors of Tommy Hansen.
Tommy Hansen. It was nothing more than he's a guy in his 20s in Buckhead, you know?
And a lot of things that happened, a lot of the reason people down, not necessarily down here, but probably outside of Miami, had a big issue with it, is because there was two other people on the boat. If it was just him, if it was just him, it would have been like, okay, whatever, sad, he did it to himself. But he involved two other people when he was impaired, and that changes everything.
Sure.
So that kind of sucks, because, I mean, so did anybody watch the Roy Halladay thing last night?
I've heard, I saw it was going to be on, but I didn't get to watch it.
It was real. I caught the last three quarters of it. I missed the beginning, but and I knew the story about, you know, he was screwing around in the airplane, and but I didn't realize he also was on.
I didn't know this many things.
But you know, still a Hall of Famer. Nobody has a bad thing to say about him. And it's just weird how depending on who it is and where they are in their career, is how they're perceived. Because Jose, everyone wants to sit there and talk crap. He did cocaine. He was on a boat when he shouldn't have been. He killed two people. You know, sucks for
him. I've never heard that about Roy Halladay until right now.
He had something in his system, but they didn't know. And this is going back after he died. Like, they didn't know the levels or how much it had impaired him.
Yeah, so it was like, you know, Zolpidem, which is Ambien, basically, and a muscle relaxer and an antidepressant, and nothing that would... You know, his wife said that he seemed off that morning, but not impaired. And who knows how much he had. It was at least four or five different things, but unless you're on them, you don't know what kind of reaction you're going to get if you're taking all of these things at the same time. I think there was, not that there was like an illegal substance, you know, there was no like cocaine, marijuana, things like that, but it was all pills of some sort.
Still not.
Okay, you don't know how those things are going to react, and a lot of times people can have acute toxicity, which is they're all therapeutic levels, but the mixture of them together creates a whole nother animal. So it's not like you have to overdose on one. You don't have to take 30 of one thing to die. You can take one of five different things,
right,
and it kill you.
Yeah. And in no way did I mean for like the things I said to even try to be like a reflection on Jose Fernandez's life, or like I'm not sitting here trying to look down my nose at him or anything like that. I just remember at the time it made me very aware of how we write these narratives in our mind that these guys are superheroes when we don't realize anything about them outside of that. And maybe they are, but maybe they're not. Maybe they're kind of human too.
Well, I think there's a certain thing that, you know, he thought he was invincible, man. You know what I mean? Like, the kid could do it all. Yeah. The kid had South Florida in his palm of his hand.
When I was that young, when I was that age, I never thought about three days in the future ever. You know what I mean?
And Nothing had consequences.
You know what I mean? If I had that kind of money when I was 21, 22 years old, oh my God. Yeah. I don't know if I'd live.
For real.
I don't know.
Hey, not to be, we've been a little depressing. We're going to be a downer. Yeah. So let's be a little less depressing. We have a postseason game to play at 2 o'clock. What?
2:08.
2:08.
Like.
All week long, by the way, not just tomorrow. So I have to be honest. All week long,
I can defend the 2 o'clock side of them putting the Braves Marlins game first. The Marlins don't have near the viewership. I get all that. Yeah, my problem with this,
we're blacked out.
My problem with this is why 2 o'clock to begin with? Yeah. Like they're scared of games overlapping. Why?
Right. They didn't used to care. back in the day, the playoffs, the NLDS, the NLCS was it?
Yeah.
Was it nighttime? It was always at nighttime. It was always 7 o'clock, or actually, it was 8 o'clock. A lot of eight o'clocks. You know, you're sitting there, it's nighttime, eating chili.
One at 6, 1 at 8, and 1 at 10. You know, like
they're hyper focused on, like you just said, overlapping, and it's like, who cares? Who cares?
You start at 4 o'clock. Oh, yes, it's so much better than two.
The Marlins fans aren't going to tune in to watch the Padres game. I mean, some of them will, but many of them won't.
A playoff game starts at 4 o'clock. Let's be honest. It's not ending before 8 or very close to it. I mean, playoff games are going to go 3.5, 4 hours because you're not going to – very rarely are you going to have, like, some kind of crazy pitching duel where everything just flies by. It's just games slow down in the playoffs. And, I mean, 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Do a 4 o'clock start. Anyway, Ashley, I know you're pulling for your team.
I agree.
Which starters do you think you have the best shot with? Because your pitching is probably your strongest aspect. Am I crazy to say that? I think it's your best bet, probably.
Yeah. I mean, our rotation right now is great. I don't know. I know I saw something where they didn't know if you were going to do like a five-person rotation or do four and figure out the fifth one. It
must be nice to actually have four starters.
I haven't.
We wouldn't know.
We usually don't. Mm. I mean, listen, we had a completely different team 30 days ago. So, I have an issue with like first base because I like Aguilar and I like Cooper and they both have bats. So I don't know who they're going to start. I think it was strange that they started Chad Wallach over, Alfaro, but I know Alfaro's hurt, I think. Is he hurt? No. Cervelli retired. I can't remember if he's hurt or not. But it was just weird seeing Chad Wallach start. He's usually like the second or third guy, not the starter. But that out the other night against the Cubs with him was insane. I don't know if you guys saw it. You need to watch it.
I probably need to, but I'm not going to. I'll just be honest with you. I don't really care.
I'll just send it to you and you can watch it anyway.
No, don't do that. Please don't do it.
I'll just send you a little clip.
Please don't.
I'm going to do it anyway. And I'm going to tag everybody in it. Just so you know.
She honestly does.
I mean, is that a bad thing?
I'm not going to touch
that. Honestly, it's a combo. I'm terrified of Ashley. Honestly.
All right, well.
I mean, Brian Anderson at third base is fantastic. Miguel Rojas is going to hit.
I saw that Brian Anderson doesn't have a hit in the postseason. Thought that was
it. It's only been two games.
0 for 9.
Well,
it's only two games.
Well, it's not really the postseason yet. You know what I mean? It's not. It's like it's an entry
that
little
was like a qualifying
simulation
round
stupid thing to get into the NLDS.
If you had
a
wild card playing game, it would have been the postseason. So I'm just saying.
Yeah. Whatever. Just trying to throw him a bone right now.
Is good.
Does he really have that many toes?
I actually don't remember any of the other starters you have. Like Pablo Lopez.
Wait, I thought Sixto
Andy Alcantara.
Wait, Sixto's an actual player? I thought I'm such an idiot. I thought Sixto was a Twitter guy with like 100 followers that tweets with Fish Army.
I thought Sixto Sanchez was a blues guitarist.
He's
from
actually
the
person.
Mississippi Delta back in the 1920s. He had six toes and one foot. Yeah.
I thought he just had the other four chopped off.
Isn't he the one that coined the term "you can't play the blues in an air conditioned room"?
That was him.
Wow. I remember that guy.
So,
who are your pitchers?
Max Fried, NL Cy Young candidate.
The really good looking one.
Cy Young candidate.
I like how Ashley pretends she's never seen Max Fried when we know good well that she has seen Max
Fried. You know he's cute. You know he's cute, girl.
And you know, she's trying to cover it up right now as we speak, but we know she knows.
I actually don't remember what he looks like. I know who he is, but I don't.
He's
remember
the really
oh
hot
whatever Ashley.
Oh
hold on,
oh,
let me Google it.
Is your boyfriend cuter than Max Fried?
She's googling it. She's googling it.
That's a no.
We will soon know.
Yeah,
Max.
Does your boyfriend have a beard?
Max Fried, she's googling it. Oh, she's about to see it.
He a little bit. I mean, it's probably as long as yours.
Okay,
it's a beard.
That's what she said, Josh. I'm just saying.
I have a beard.
Wow.
Wow.
JT was thinking it and just didn't
say yeah, it. He's not attractive to me at all.
Max Fried?
All right. Okay. All right. Is Nick Markakis attractive to you? Do you think Nick Markakis is hot?
Does Marcelo Ozuna look exactly like Kanye West? Because we agree, me and my wife agree that she doesn't even know his name. She just calls him Kanye West. Kanye West is up because he does that.
That
he does that
racist,
little, no, he does that dip saying, thing. Like, so he's got that thing in his lip.
Close.
His bottom lip kind of stuff. He does like sunflower seeds or something. And so he does this little thing.
Dude, that's
it
so
just
racist.
Like sticks out,
Like Kanye,
West weighed like 100 pounds more.
Back old Kanye West, not when Kanye West got married and just, you know, let himself go and got all crazy.
Wait, does Kanye West?
He had jaw surgery. He got in a bad car wreck and had his jaw reconstructed. Mm-hmm. So that's why his chin was a little strong.
Josh was wondering where that was going. Josh was trying to get JT in trouble. I saw it. I saw Josh trying to get JT in trouble.
Wait, how was he going to get me in trouble?
Anyway, we will move on. Ashley, in the postseason. Here we go.
So confused.
Make your game one prediction here.
Let's see. It's tomorrow night, 2:00. So, who's your starting pitcher? I don't even know.
Don't take it easy on us,
South
Ashley,
Florida.
Let us have it.
2:00 is not tomorrow night. Even though some of y'all go to bed at 5.
Oh, whatever. Tomorrow, whatever. You know what I mean.
I just
Early
see Ashley
here.
Riding the public in a little golf cart.
I actually do
retirement
like community. Watch from my house.
Boca del Vista.
Oh my God.
Publix is very close. So
are you trying to keep me out of Boca del Vista?
And Alcantara is starting.
I'm gonna say honestly.
Alcantara, Alcantara.
Is he, okay.
Alcantara?
Alcantara.
Alcantara.
It's like the old video Sandy game.
Alcantara.
Alcantara.
That sounds
his
like a type of snake.
Alcantara.
I did too, but it's.
I always thought it was too, because that's how it's spelled, but it's Alcantara.
His last name is Cantera.
I'm going to say. I'm going to give you guys game one. I'm going to give you guys game one. But I think we're going to take 2 and 3. Like, game one will probably be like 4-2, maybe 5-2.
Two.
I don't know. We haven't been hitting great.
Well, it just so happens the Braves sometimes can score 29 runs in a game.
Braves haven't either.
I was going to ask, 29 to what, 6? Is that what it was?
Oh, we don't speak about that.
Do you know that if you take the 29-run game out, okay, the Braves still scored 61 more runs than the Marlins this year in the Braves-Marlins series?
Ken. We've been over this. Runs scored doesn't matter.
But I will say this to Ash's defense. The Atlanta Braves, it doesn't matter, dude. It doesn't matter if they hit 402,000 home runs this year. Postseason starts, you don't know. They could forget how to play baseball, as we kind of saw the other day.
They won both of them.
Offensively, that is.
The
second
they couldn't hit, though,
Ken.
They couldn't hit. They barely
won 5-0,
Ken.
Nothing.
We need 10 home runs a game,
nothing.
Ken.
What are you talking about?
Okay.
So
Marcelo Zuna needs to
get
at least 2 home runs a game. Adam Duvall needs to get at least 2 home runs a game.
Josh is a negative.
I'm not impressed.
His brand is to be as negative as possible. He's basically going to be a Marlins fan for the next 3 days and then act like he told everyone so to begin with when the Braves sweep you guys. So
probably a Marlins hat he's got on.
He
now.
Got up and left.
He's going to put the Marlins hat on. I guarantee you, that's what he's doing.
Join the dark side.
There it is.
Join
I told you.
Side.
I told
there
you.
You
he's
go.
Gonna be a Marlins fan. We called it. He's got the Marlins hat on. That's it. Yeah,
I'm ready. They're nice to me on Twitter.
They need friends.
Josh, that's because they don't actually have to do anything with you on Twitter. Let's be 100% honest. Like. You're just the crazy guy from Braves Twitter for them. You're kind of like Joe Seppi.
I mean, the only one that deals with you is Fish Army.
True.
No one else deals with you.
Yeah, they all ignore me. Although I did get one of y'all's prospect writers tonight. Alar?
I don't know.
What's his name?
Craig. I will say this. I do like your beat writer. Craig,
what's his last name? Mish.
Craig Mish.
Aram.
No, yeah, actually, he was the Craig one Mish. That was saying that JT Real Aram, Newsco is coming to Atlanta.
Aram Layton.
Yeah.
Oh, Aram Layton. He is with Eli Sussman. So they're Fish Stripes.
Us too, or did at one point. I don't know. Josh may have made him mad now.
Yeah. They still like us. No, they still follow us. I can tell people's politics because it's so Fish Stripes still likes us, but you can tell they're probably Biden voters because they don't engage with us anymore at all. But they still follow us, but they have some Republican sympathies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if they were super far left, unfollow, you know, totally. So we still get the follow, just not the engagements. Fish Army, you can tell they're Trump voters for sure. Engages all the time with us, still follows us. So you learn a lot about people on Twitter.
Yeah, so anyone that follows us on Twitter and engages with us is obviously a Trump voter, according to Josh. Like, what is he
talking 100%.
About?
Yeah. Except for Dallas Britt.
Wow.
And most
and Michael Kelly
on Twitter that actually engages with us.
Jeff Dunhue.
You'd be surprised.
I mean, yeah. Of course, Jeff doesn't really engage with us anymore.
We miss him. Hey, speaking of super far left, I think as long as we don't get an Eric Gregg strike zone, we'll be good to go in this series.
That was nice.
Thank you.
Nice. Ashley doesn't remember Eric Gregg.
Oh, gosh. Look up. Just Google Eric Gregg strike zone. And just watch the YouTube videos.
Josh!
The LeVar Hernandez game where he struck out like 13 because he had a 8-foot strike zone.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot.
LeVar Hernandez.
You
are speaking ill of a dead man.
What?
That's awful. You are speaking ill of a dead man. That is not nice.
Let me make it very clear. I don't give a damn about Eric Gregg.
Eric Gregg is now with his strike zone, and that is dead.
So, I'm just kidding. I don't...
Hey, last thing. No, last but not least on this super extra episode of Knock Combination, Ashley, what is in the water that took Don Mattingly from being superstar stud baseball player to straight
a badass
trash?
Yeah, good question.
What?
He's a wiener.
He's such a wuss.
You
now.
Heard us?
Like, he's so like tame and whipped, and I don't know.
Yeah,
he feels
he's adult.
Like he's like PC Central.
Yeah, when we were kids, it was Donnie baseball with the mustache.
A lot of people are, but he's
no,
still cool
he's
with
not.
That.
He was.
Oh, come
he's
on.
Not anymore.
Cool. Yeah,
oh.
He is.
Oh. He probably does yoga.
I mean, sushi at a ball game.
I mean,
yeah.
Listen, you can have one of these too.
Oh.
Wow.
JT got the eyebrow swipe. Caught the bird. He
the
caught a
side
bird.
Of the nose plus the eyebrow. Ooh, can't come back from that one.
Unreal.
Hey,
love Donnie. Are you kidding me? Come on.
Donnie stop.
He was Donnie Baseball. That was okay to call.
Now he's Don. It's just Don now.
He was so
Manager
cool.
of the year. Manager of the year. If he doesn't
no,
win.
What are you talking about? Brian
Please
Snicker
stop.
Lost all his
You're
pitching
out of your
except
mind.
For Max Fried and has got the Braves. Not only won the NL East, but they're.
We lost our whole team.
She is right.
But
she's right. She's right. He's,
you did
he
not
will
lose
get consideration.
Your whole team.
He'll
get
found them.
Pause on the season, and they all got to lay up in a hotel room for 2 weeks, and then start playing baseball again.
Strip clubs. For
even
two
after
weeks.
The quarantine, we did not get them back.
Going to strip clubs for at least 2 weeks and hang out in a 5-star hotel together. That must have been really tough.
That was a sacrifice.
Wow, Ashley's going to be really angry after this episode. Ashley, thank you so much for hanging out with us here on Knock Combination. It's been a blast. You're one of our favorite guests ever, and we will have to have you back after the series. Speaking of which, we're going to up the ante on the Abby bet. We will let them know on Twitter what we wind it up to be, but there will definitely be an Avatar bet, as there always is. But it maybe we do it for a week instead of 24 hours. Maybe we maybe it's until the postseason ends and like it, so if Marlins go all the way to the World Series, we have to keep the the whole Florida Marlins Abbey until the World Series, or if the Braves do, you have to keep the whole Braves. Maybe something like that. We'll figure out the details of it, but we'll nail down the actual bet.
If the Braves, we'll post that on Twitter. The Marlins win, I have to sell off my family as if I was a Marlins front office executive. I have to trade my children for random prospects and not know if I'll ever get a return. Because I've got some all-star kids.
Wow.
Right.
I mean,
my three kids are basically like a Yelich, Stanton, and Ozuna. I wasn't sure where
JT was going with that. I thought he was going with the recruitment trail there for a minute. Like,
actually, they might want to go to another organization already.
Trade me.
Bo's like, get me the hell out of here.
I thought that JT was going to explain that's how the Marlins get their
prospects. I'll take them all.
They go take people's kids.
They steal.
I don't know where that was going.
Ken, I haven't heard that that's not true.
Bo's so like, trade news me, please.
I'm running with that story because no one's proven it otherwise, Ken. The Marlins steal babies and develop them into prospects.
That sounds like it.
Wow.
Derek Jeter steals
kids.
Someone's
going to run with
their
that.
Toes off. They cut their toes off if they're not good enough until they get better. And then they named them Sixto Sanchez. And that's going to do it for today's Nakahoma Nation podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you would like to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/Nakahoma Nation. And you can become a patron where you can get stickers, shirts, a shout out on the show. Also, Ashley, thank you so much for coming on with us. Ashley has got the swag from the Nakahoma.
Yeah, where's your Nakahoma shirt, before. Ashley?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. In a drawer somewhere.
Wow. You too can have a Nakahoma shirt.
I still can't believe you spent money on that. The jokes
I can't
on
either.
I cannot believe you spent
like $35.
I literally owe you a beer or like four
a
Marlins
Stadium beer
just because of you buying a shirt.
Hey, all I heard in the end of this episode is that Ash keeps one of our shirts in her drawers, and that's going to be the end of this show. You guys have a good one. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the nation's leading replacement level podcast. Nakahoma Nation is brought to you by Nakahoma Nation patrons. To become a patron, visit patreon.com/Nakahoma Nation. For new episodes and content, visit NakahomaNation.com. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at NakahomaNTN. Special thanks to research assistant Braves Options Guy and spiritual advisor John D. Howard. See you next week, knuckleheads.